You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back for another segment with Robert Lovell of Mid-Utah Radio. Again, we're talking about high school football this Friday on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. You'll be able to listen to the Emory Spartans take on the Richfield Wildcats. It's a game that I'm sure Emory is highly, they're anticipating it, to say the least. We've talked to Coach Famalo about that. On the flip side, our sister station KRPX will have Manti and Carbon. Kickoff for that game is set for 7 p.m. Robert, we have three games that will give us a look at the 3A North and the 3A South. I look forward to these games every year. To me, they're the most interesting of the non-region games for obvious reasons. We get Manti Carbon, Emory Richfield, Union Summit Academy. Out of those three games, which one is most interesting to you?
Summit Academy Union, I think, is, to me, the most interesting, even though it's not a team that I cover, neither of them, and neither of them are a team that you cover as well, but at least extensively like Carbon and Emory. And the reason I say that is I thought Union was coming on strong. I like Coach Labrum. I think he's done a great job there. And they were fairly young. They've got a lot of kids coming back that are key players for that Union team. As I've mentioned, I already talked about Summit Academy last segment about how good I think they're going to be this year. But to me, in Roosevelt, that's a very intriguing game to begin the season, Summit Academy Union.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you why. You mentioned Union, okay, and we could talk about this team. Lincoln Labrum, as a sophomore, he was fantastic. Threw for over 2,000 yards, 24 touchdowns. This kid was the real deal. You take a look at some of the returners that they have offensively, some of the key returners that they have. It's eight total, and this is a team that averaged 30 points per game, and they can legitimately beat you through the air. Chase Burchell was fantastic last season for this team. He was second in receiving. He had a couple of great games, actually, against both Carbon and Emory. So when you take a look at what Coach Labrum is bringing back offensively, Union, to me, is that dark horse in the 3A North. I know a lot of people are talking about Morgan. Grantsville, I think, is going to be very good this year. But you can't overstate the fact that you have a stud quarterback coming back who had a phenomenal season as a sophomore. And I want your opinion on this as well, Robert. I've always felt that the biggest growth for an athlete is going to be between his sophomore and his junior year, not necessarily his junior and senior year. And that's what makes this interesting for me on Union.
I would agree with you if they're a varsity player as a sophomore. I think that's maybe the key caveat there, is because if they're not, they're not getting that varsity experience, and I think you really need some of that before you can get some of that growth that you want to see. But Lincoln Labrum has had varsity experience in baseball and football, both of his first 2 years at Union, and yeah, he's a fantastic athlete, great player, and he's got some good size on him, and I think he's going to be a lot better. Much like I said with Easton Wright for JUAP, I think he's going to be a lot better this year, coming in as his junior season now. I like what Lincoln Labrum is going to do. I think Coach Labrum, Matt Labrum, is a great coach as well, and so yeah, I think that's going to be a fun game to watch in Roosevelt. You know, I'd give the edge to Summit Academy, but I would not be at all surprised to see Union win that game.
Well, I think it really comes down to consistency, and that was a problem with Union last year. Anyone who watched a lot of Union football, one quarter you would see a team that looked like, hey, this is a team that could contend in the 3A. I mean, they look that good, but it was a quarter-to-quarter deal with this team, and that's based off youth, and that's where inconsistency comes from. It's all based off youth, and they don't have that this year. I mean, there are seven returners on the offensive side of the ball and eight returners on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, very true. I think it's going to be a really good team this year. And, you know, I made mention earlier last segment that the 3A South had three of the four teams in the semifinals. I do believe the 3A South was better last year than the 3A North. This year, I don't think that. In fact, I think the 3A North might be deeper this year, but I think it's a wide-open 3A, and I could see three or four teams from each region having a chance to win it all.
All right, well, let's talk about this depth, because we get Manti and Carbon. And in your guys' poll, you had, what was it, Manti, North St. Pete, and Richfield all tied for fourth. So, to me, again, front to back, we're talking about some parity there. Carbon this year, a team that hasn't won a game in 2 years. You'd have to go all the way back to 2004, Robert, to the last time this school won a region contest. That's kind of amazing to think about. But at the same time, this team is so much improved. And last year, I mean, the proof was in the pudding. If you take a look at what they were able to do, they had five games decided by 10 points or less. They had three games in region decided by 10 points or less. This is a team that is up and coming. While Manti, again, you're talking about it being down, I think we have a great matchup on our hands for week one between these two teams.
Yeah, I would agree. I think this is going to be a better matchup than we've seen the past several years between these two teams. And like you said, I like what Coach Huntsman's doing there at Carbon. I got the chance to talk to him a little bit at the All-Star football game as his staff coached the 3A All-Star team this summer at Snow College against the 1A 2A squad. And I think I like where they're going. They're heading in the right direction. And again, to me, the problem, though, for Carbon in this one is that you're getting a Manti team that you know is going to be ready to go. And we talked about that already with Coach Cole Meekum. He has his team prepared for every week. They are ready to go. Even if they're outmatched, they're ready to go. They're going to be ready for that game. And I like who they have. I like the momentum they have coming off of a good end of the football season, basketball and baseball. And so I like Manti in this game, but I do think this is going to be a much better game than we've had in the past several years.
Let's talk about Emory and Richfield, two teams that I know you and I are both very familiar with. We got to see these squads play not once but twice last year on the same field in Richfield. And honestly, Robert, they both were extremely entertaining games. And I was talking to Coach John Famalo throughout the entire summer. We go back about 2 months. We got him on the show and we were talking, and he said that the kids really have the Richfield game circled on their calendar, and rightfully so, with the few returners that they have this season, with the amount of juniors and seniors, the lack of amount of juniors and seniors that they have. They have that game circled, and for good reason. Both games were highly entertaining and highly competitive last year.
Yes, they were. 21-14 in week one, 21-7 in that playoff game, which we already talked about. But I think it's going to be a good game, and I'm glad. I like it when kids have games circled in their calendars, and they don't just give us the coach speak answer of, well, I'm looking forward to 1 week at a time. You know, I like it when they are ready to go, and they're pumped up for an opponent. And so I like that aspect for Emory. Richfield is hard for me to gauge right now. Coach Hitchens, again, he's got a great pedigree. He's won CIF state titles in California. He's coached at the big schools, and so he's got the pedigree. He hasn't coached in 7 years, though, for Richfield, or for in 7 years, period, because he decided to step away and spend time with family. Now he's decided to get back into coaching, wanted to come somewhere smaller and conservative, and Richfield's where he landed. And so he's got the pedigree. The question is he able to get it in place? School didn't end in California till the end of June, so he hasn't been here very long, hasn't been able to learn all about his players that he has, hasn't been able to install everything that you know he wants to install. And so Richfield, to me, they might have a slow start to the season, but I think they're going to be a dark horse later on in the year. But having said that, they didn't lose much off of last year's team. They lost a couple of key players, but they've got guys, as we already talked about, Emmett Hafen, in my mind, the best athlete in 3A. He's back. They've got guys like Jordan Anderson, who Jordan Anderson was somebody that Coach Thorson was really high on. He really wanted to see what he was going to bring to the table these next 2 years. He's kind of got some off-field issues, but they think he's going to be a great player for them, and so his athleticism could be a key factor. And then they had a good line last year, a good size line, and they rotated a lot of guys in. They kind of platooned it, and so I think Richfield has the pieces to make a really good run. But again, it could be a slow start for them just because of the late coaching change and the fact that you know not everything's in place. And I would bet that after week one, after Emory, I bet you see several position changes as well for Richfield.
How is the coaching, the staff in general, how's the camaraderie been there? Is there a lot of new faces on the coaching staff front to back for Richfield?
No. I mean, obviously, coming from Southern California, Coach Hitchens couldn't exactly bring his coaching staff with him, the coaches that he's coached before, because they're not here. And so he's a lot of the same guys are back. You know, guys like Nate Blackner, who was a key consistent for Coach Thorson. You know, he's going to be back and be one of those main assistants again this year. His son, Wyatt Blackner, had a great sophomore season last year for him defensively. He's one they're really looking at, again, as a key player. But other than that, other than the head coaching change, you know, and a couple of other minor changes, for the most part, the coaching staff is back as it has been under Coach Thorson.
Definitely looking forward to week one this Friday. I can't believe it's finally here. It seems it's just like yesterday we were talking about baseball, Robert, going back and forth on some updates between Grantsville and Carbon. But now we're here for football. I'm going to put you on the spot. As far as the 3A South goes, who do you like front to back?
My pick to win the 3A South is Summit Academy. I think Summit Academy gets the job done this year. In fact, I would pick them to win it all right now. I want to be able to change that pick when the playoffs start, but I think right now, before the season starts, even though they were picked to finish second in our coaches' poll for the 3A South, I think they're ready to take that next step this year and win it all.
And if I got to pick coming out of the 3A North, as it sits right now, I would probably have to go Morgan. I think it's going to be tight, though, up top. I really do. I like a lot of what Grantsville has coming back. We just talked about Union. I think Union is an X factor if we're talking about a region champion in the 3A North. Because, Robert, I wouldn't want to play Union based on what they have coming back this year, based on what they can do offensively. And so I think Union is going to play a major role into whoever is the 3A North champion. If it's not Union, they may sneak up and beat someone, and that may be the determining factor in who actually has the best record coming out of the 3A North, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. I you know, that 3A North to me is very intriguing with those three teams specifically at the top there. And it's one of those things where Morgan has just been so consistent every year. Coach Kobe Christiansen does such a good job. They've got incredible numbers too. I think they've got like 53 juniors playing football this year. Juniors, not just their whole team, juniors. And so they've got the numbers, they've got the support, and so it's hard to count out Morgan, but I agree, Union is very dangerous, as you mentioned, as we talked about already, with them facing Summit Academy in week one. And Grantsville, they lost some key players, key athletes in every sport from last year, but I think they're going to be back strong as well. But I would agree with you, at least from my perspective, not covering it as much as you do, Morgan's consistency and just what they bring to the table every week kind of gives them the edge to me.
It definitely does, especially when we take a look at a size perspective as well. I think that you're going to see a noticeable size difference, especially down in the trenches, when you see a Morgan squad go up against the likes of an Emory or a Corbin or a Union. You're going to see a big difference up in the trenches, and I think that's going to play a major role as well. So I like Morgan coming out of the 3A North as we sit right now. But like you, hey, I want an opportunity to change that pick once the playoffs start.
That's right. We'll look forward to the playoffs starting up. But first, we need week one this Friday. I know you're going to be covering some games, and we've got four games on our network over here in the other side of the mountain, so it should be a fun week one of the season.
Robert, go ahead and let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Of course, you can always go midutahradio.com is our website. We've got six radio stations in central Utah, two radio stations up north as well, in Utah County and Heber City. But we cover 11 teams throughout central and south central Utah, primarily 2A and 3A. We do have Kanab in the 1A classification for football as well that we make sure to cover. But looking forward to a great season. You can also follow me on Twitter, at RobertLevel3. You know, I don't tweet a whole lot, but when I do, it's pretty much score updates from the games that I'm covering. So should be a great season. And Jordan, as always, I do appreciate you inviting me on and talking about sports with you.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon, Robert. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll get out for another quick commercial break. When we return, we're going to step away from the local sports front. Let's talk MMA. We haven't done that in a while. We'll bring in a great friend, Larry Pepe, to close out the show when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.